Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, I have Michael here today. Welcome, Michael.
It's good to be here with you, Lisa.
It is great. And you had a lot to do with us getting on the radio, on the Voice of Health radio. How many years ago was that?
Oh, my gosh. It's probably too long than I want to admit. But I've been very proud to be a part of it and very proud of you and Dr. Prather and what you've done through this radio show. And you make me proud every time I listen to it.
Oh, thank you. So let's talk about that getting on the radio and your experience. You've had some radio experience, and that's And then we met you along the way, and I'll let you tell that story.
Absolutely. When I was 16 years old, I made a phone call to the Rush Limbaugh show. And Rush liked the call and actually had a television show at the time and put me on television as well. Well, my great aunt Janelle, who was this little old lady with an artificial leg and a cane, went to a local radio station event that here in Indiana that happened to be a Rush Limbaugh affiliate. And she was talking with a morning host there and was saying, you know, it's too bad more young people aren't here. And the host said, yeah, I just heard some kid from this area who was on the Rush Limbaugh show and have been trying to track him down. And she's like, well, that is my great nephew. I think she told him my favorite great nephew at the time.
Of course.
Well, he said, well, let's get him on the show. Well, I hadn't even had my driver's license yet. And my grandmother had to drive me to the studio for what was supposed to be a 10-minute interview. It turned into an hour and a half. The calls lit up. By the time I walked out of there, I had a job offer to be one of the youngest radio talk show hosts in America. Wow. And so while I was still in high school, I was doing afternoon drive time. I'd leave high school, go to the radio station, cause some trouble.
Had to drive you.
No, not that. I finally had my driver's license by then. But I did that, and so was one of the youngest radio talk show hosts in America.
Wow.
And so when I was in college, I was consulting for political campaigns, doing speeches across the country, and then I got sick.
And that's where you met up with us, and yeah.
Yes, and I ended up having a brain tumor the size of a golf ball on the underside of my brain stem, and I thought I had been struggling with migraine headaches. Mm-hmm. Throughout high school, but I had had certain incidents that I later learned were seizures. And it went undiagnosed for a long time because I went, like the little radio talk show host that I was, I did research.
Uh-huh.
And I walked in and I told the doctor exactly what I thought happened. And I'll never forget, this one doctor turned to my mother and told me she had the smartest young man. Well, it turned out I was the dumbest young man because I talked him out of doing the appropriate tests.
Okay.
And so they prescribed a little pill to help with the headaches and said there's a history of migraines and the pills never worked. Well, I was actually at times having verbal seizures. Mm-hmm. That I later figured out it was, where gibberish would come out. And I remember one time I was in high school at a church event, and kind of a lock-in, and my head was hurting so bad, and I started to have a verbal seizure where it was just gibberish.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that everybody at the church would think I was speaking in tongues because it wasn't that kind of church. So I dealt with that. And by the time I was in college, here I am. I wasn't sleeping a lot, 4 hours of sleep a night. I thought I was just busy.
Yeah.
With all that I was doing in the burgeoning radio career. And then it finally caught up with me. Mm-hmm. And I collapsed, and then they diagnosed it and told me that I probably had about 6 months left.
6 months to live.
6 months to live. And so I went through a lot there, was able to finish college. My memory was severely damaged. I had had a whole summer of seizures, and I had to relearn everything. Before that, I had a photographic memory. So, and by the time that the first round where they told me the tumor's gone, but then I was on a cane, there was damage to my nervous system. I couldn't bend my knees when I went upstairs. it would be kind of like a Frankenstein look. I'd almost, the knees wouldn't bend. And I would keep having the seizures. They weren't controlling the seizures. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept deteriorating. And there was more nervous system damage. There was more pain to the nervous system. Everything hurt. It was hot, fiery pain all over. Clothes up against your skin would hurt. Mm-hmm. A sheet up against you at night would hurt. They would try to just prescribe a bunch of opioids and all those types of medicines. I didn't like how I felt on those medicines. Mm-hmm. A big part of my pain management would try to distract myself, and that took away that ability. I felt more pain mm-hmm. on that. Finally, the deterioration kept happening while I'm still trying to move forward with my radio career. Mm-hmm. I had started my own business to produce my own radio show. And I built a statewide network here for the state of Indiana.
And how old were you then?
I was 25.
Wow.
And I had everything lined up, a network of 17 stations. I had a beautiful home studio built and ready to go. And the seizures kept happening. The deterioration mm-hmm. increased. What they told me, which turned out later to be a misdiagnosis, was that I had damage and further deterioration as a result of the tumor, the damage the tumor left behind. And then I kept getting worse to where I had to ride around on one of those little mobility scooters. Mm-hmm. And in the advertisements, they don't show a guy in his 20s on those things.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I'll never forget, there was one, it was a New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. and I was sitting at my apartment and looking out the window. I was sitting on my little mobility scooter, mm-hmm. and I had a massive seizure, and I felt the vocal cords go. And I knew what happened. Mm-hmm. And so I rolled into my studio and sat there in the dark of my home radio studio and just wept because I could not get any sound out of my vocal cords at all. Mm-hmm. It had damaged my vocal cords. And so for a while, I had to even talk through a computer. Hospice care moved in. And the only other options I was being given was that they were going to have to remove massive portions of my brain stem where the damaged area was. And I kind of went in with the philosophy of I wasn't that smart to begin with. And I needed every
That is not true.
I needed every brain cell the good Lord gave me. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. And I thought, no. And I asked him, what can I expect? What's the quality of life mm-hmm. if I go through this surgery? Well, I since later learned everybody had that surgery died. And
everyone that had
everyone that. Did eventually. And there was no quality of life, and I knew the dreams that I had, and I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. And I'm, you know, if it's my time to go home, it's my time to go home, but I'm going to trust God with this. But I was mm-hmm. praying for an option. The only thing that they could do for me beyond that, because my pain levels were so bad, the seizures were taking control, they put me in an induced coma mm-hmm. for about a year, where would come in, I would be awake a couple of hours a day. But they would have to keep me under and in the induced coma. It was the propofol, same thing that killed Michael Jackson, actually. But that's what they would give me every day. Mm-hmm. And you didn't move under that medically induced coma. I mean, they could have put a thread across my nose and it would be there 22 hours later. I don't remember dreaming or anything. And when I would wake up, it felt like coming out of a coffin. It was, finally, the hospice care was saying, okay, it's time to let the seizures take over. Mm-hmm. And so I was a goner. Well, it was a friend of a friend of a friend's father.
What was that again?
A friend of a friend of a friend's father heard about what I was going through, came to visit, and said, I have to tell you about this amazing doctor in Indianapolis named Dr. Prather. Mm-hmm. And he said, the Lord has blessed this guy with a gift. And he gets results. And he said, you should look into this. So for me, it was a last ditch effort. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing about this practice, what you did, nothing about Dr. Prather. And it was a hope and a prayer. Mm-hmm. And that's how I first came here. And when I first came in, They weren't even sure I was going to survive the medical transport from Cincinnati, where I was at the time. And but I made it. You kept me here for a week. And at the end of that week, what I didn't find out till later, the staff cried when I left because my next appointment was in 3 weeks, and the staff didn't think that I'd be back. They didn't think I'd make it. But I did, and I made the 3 weeks after that, and the 3 weeks after that, and I am still here.
And how
tumor-free and seizure-free. It's been a long time. And I'm not going to admit how long, or I'll edit that, because I also produce this radio show.
Yeah, you can edit anything you want.
I can. So, yeah, and I'm still here. And the Prather practice changed my life. It saved my life. And it was an answer to prayer. And so I get excited about this radio show, because there are people out there that were in my situation who are listening right now that are in need of hope. And their medical options have given up on them. And they need to know that there is hope. And I love your motto of this practice, restoring hope. And the reason I love that is because that's my story. That's what you all did for me.
Wow. And what a story. I think your will and determination and some stubbornness has something to do with that, too.
Let's go with that. I would put faith, but I just can't emphasize the Prather practice, the love that I have for all of you, for you and Dr. Prather and the people here.
Yeah. And you came at like a medical, you came on a gurney to our office.
Exactly. Yeah. And they didn't think I'd make it. And so here I am.
Thank you, Michael, for sharing that story. And we have more with Michael when we come back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Why does the gut have such a big, effect on our immune system?
Well, 80% of our immune system is around our gut, because that's where most infection actually comes from. People with immune system problems have to look to the gut. And when I'm talking about immune system problems, I'm talking about cancer. Cardiovascular disease is oftentimes kicked off by infections also. Free radical pathology that affects that. All autoimmune diseases have a huge effect because it's a imbalance within our immune system. You always have to look to the gut for that. And you're talking about Sjogren's disease, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's, rheumatoid arthritis, type 2 diabetes. All those types of things really are originating in the gut. So a lot of the chronic types of illnesses that people are actually experiencing, osteoarthritis actually originates basically in through the gut. So there is a huge amount of an impact, and to be able to really treat anyone with any of those diseases, you have to go to the gut, and if you are not going to the gut, you are not really treating that disease. So understanding that and finding out what the underlying problem, and many times when people are going from place to place, doctor to doctor, trying to understand and not getting answers for their disease process, then you have to go back to the gut oftentimes to find the hidden problem. Of course, that is a big problem because it's kind of a hidden area. How do you actually analyze it? And with the Biogenome Project, they have been able to explode. It's almost like a brand new ability to do diagnostics, because now we can do genetic testing. And that testing will actually give us the information from all the way up to the mouth, all the way down to the anus. And it covers the entire thing, and nothing is actually left out. So our ability to actually find out what's going on has just exploded.
Well, let's talk about this comprehensive stool kit you use called the GI Effects. And why is this one that you've chosen to use in your office?
The information that I get in there has really been so thorough that now we can, with confidence, be able to say exactly what's going on in the gut, and that we know what is happening, and also exactly how to treat it.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're back with Michael, who's sharing his journey here at the Prather Practice. And tell us, I want to thank you first for sharing your journey. I know it's, you know, emotional. And
it is, but I am grateful. See, and I still, my voice isn't quite what I still have in my head. It's not the same broadcast voice that I used to have. Mm-hmm. We've gone a long way from talking with a computer, thanks to being here. So I was actually very nervous about doing this, but I wanted to do it because I know how much the Prather Practice has saved and changed my life, and mm-hmm. I want other people to hear that. They need to hear that, mm-hmm. and to have that hope for whatever they're dealing with as well.
Thank you, Michael. Well, tell us a little about the treatments that you received here at the Prather Practice.
Well, when I came in, we're talking extensive neurological damage and deterioration. I was told there was damage from the brainstem glioma, that the deterioration, a urine-induced coma. I was so emaciated at one point during that year, I was trying to pull myself up into bed off of my little red mobility scooter. And my left shoulder just went out of socket, just popped right out of socket. I could not talk hardly at all. The voice was so bad at that time. It had recovered a little bit because they had done a vocal cord surgery and some Botox injections. But it was so bad that when I would have to call people on the phone, they would think it was an obscene phone call, which was so embarrassing because only like 40% of those calls were intended to be obscene. But the others, they were legitimate. But I actually had to call people back because they would hang up. And I'm like, I promise, I'm sorry, it's paralyzed vocal cords. Of course, that was the thing. It wasn't the not walking and the constant pain. That was bad. Battling the constant seizures was bad. But the paralyzed vocal cords for a radio talk show host. And it's like God gave me one talent in this world, and that was running my mouth. And that hurt. That hurt just emotionally. But when I came to the Prather Practice, again, hospice had given up. They're like, we're at the end of this. You've been in the induced coma for a year. It's time to let the seizures take over. Mm-hmm. I had no idea when I came in about who Dr. Prather was, what his training was, what he could do. But it was an exact answer to prayer to what I needed. And it started with the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment. Mm. And that Dr. Prather is one of, isn't there only like 60 in the entire country that know that adjustment?
Yes, he's the only board certified here in the state of Indiana.
And I was brought to him. Now remember, my damage, we're talking the brainstem, the atlas, the top vertebrae. You used to have a really cool thing on an old version of your website that you would click on each vertebrae, and then the nerves affected would highlight. It would light up. You know, if this vertebrae is out of alignment, these nerves are damaged, these organs are, you know, have problems. Well, when you hit on the atlas and that brainstem area, the whole body lights up. Mm-hmm. For me, that's what my nerve damage felt like, that constant pain that I was in. And I didn't want to just be drugged up into a stupor and didn't want to be drugged into a coma. And the medicines that they were giving me for the seizures, it wasn't stopping it. Dr. Prather's Atlas Orthogonal Adjustment was critical to balance things out. There was one time early on in my treatment, I was being brought in the middle of a seizure. He did the Atlas Orthogonal Adjustment. It stopped the seizure.
Wow.
During the adjustment.
Uh-huh.
And to describe this adjustment, it is the most gentle thing And it amazes me every time I've received it, how gentle it is. And that's one thing that I learned as a patient here coming in, that I had gone to one chiropractor before for what I thought was headaches when it turned out to be a brain tumor. And he had adjusted me. Well, his adjusting technique was very different from the one here. I didn't know anything. I thought every chiropractor adjusted the same. Well, I'm here to tell you, they don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Prather's technique, he pointed out, we couldn't even touch you. I mean, I was in that much pain nerve-wise. Mm-hmm. His gentle adjusting technique is so gentle. I can now see why you're able to adjust newborns mm-hmm. to somebody who's over 100 with brittle bones. Mm-hmm. It is so gentle. And for me, when he did this very specific neck adjustment, I actually told him, and I'm embarrassed to say this, I told him he missed it. Because it was so gentle, I thought, oh, surely that didn't do anything. And I said, you missed me. And he just smiled. And he's like, no, I didn't. He's like, let's get you set up. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. It was like a fog had lifted.
Wow.
And I remember when he first did the exam, and I heard him say, oof. And that's never good. Because the muscles, especially on the right side of my neck, had just deteriorated so badly. Yeah. And the damage that I had in that area. And that was one of the most important things for me in getting things balanced out and stable neurologically and stopping a seizure right mm-hmm. during it. It was amazing. There's an ex-pro football quarterback, Jim McMahon.
Yes.
And he raves about the Atlas Orthogonal. Mm-hmm. Now, Jim McMahon was a very colorful character, and the way he described it was like having your brain flushed, like a toilet flushing. And I preferred to say fog lifting, but for me, that was amazing. I can't even remember the last time I've had one.
That you've needed
because
one,
yeah. They hold so well and it's so gentle. But for me, in the very area that was damaged, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. that stopped the deterioration. It stopped the seizures. And that was remarkable to me.
Yeah, and how it helped the nervous system and
helped everything.
Yeah. I like how you explained, and I wish we still had that on our website.
I know
it's
that was
to play
a cool
with. Yeah, you could hit an area like the brain stem yeah. and see how it affects the whole body.
That's right.
You know, and so you started with the Atlas Orthogonal.
And then the other thing was auriculotherapy. Now, I'd never heard of auriculotherapy before I came here. And the auriculotherapy was amazing. And it is electrostimulation of acupuncture points on the ear. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I felt, and what I loved as a patient, I felt empowered when I came here. Mm-hmm. Before that, you kind of feel like you're along for the ride and at the mercy of a doctor's judgment, and you don't know whether he's telling you the right thing or not. And remember, my background was as a young radio talk show host. Mm-hmm. So I'm grilling them with questions like I was grilling a congressman about a tax bill.
Right.
Most doctors don't like that. Mm-hmm. Some of the most famous neurosurgeons in America, I found out personally, do not like that.
You found that out personally, yeah.
The list is long and distinguished. And I didn't care because mm-hmm. I had one patient to worry about. They did not. The thing that I found here was, Dr. Prather was so humble. He not only, he actually loves a skeptic, an
yes,
honest skeptic.
Yes, he does.
But
a well-educated one like you.
He
especially.
Loves teaching his patients and educating them. Mm-hmm. And he did such an amazing job. I felt empowered mm-hmm. as a patient. And when you are especially, and it's not just at being young at any age, mm-hmm. when your body is not doing what you want it to do and you are sick, you just feel a lack of empowerment to yourself. You feel like you're not in control anymore. Your body, your disease, your sickness, that's in control of your life.
You're
and it
scared.
Affects,
mm-hmm.
affects every area of your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually, it attacks. A physical attack attacks every area. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Prather empowers his patients. That's how I felt. I felt I felt empowered. I felt there was hope. And it was cool to me to learn the reason why these things worked. And the auriculotherapy, as Dr. Prather said, the most proven therapy in all the world. Mm-hmm. Start with a French neurosurgeon, Dr. Norget, who would stimulate points on the ears and notice there is a reaction to those points in the brain. Mm-hmm. And that was true for me. And so, again, all this neurological deterioration that I was having, all the seizures I was having, and we spent a lot of hours with those electrical stimulation of points on the ears. And one of the things I thought was really cool is the diagram of the baby in the womb. That if you take that diagram of a baby, you know, upside down, head at the bottom, ready to be born, you can put that diagram over your ear and it will perfectly correspond to points that the auriculotherapy stimulates on the ears. For example, the earlobe is the brain. I could always tell without anybody mentioning it when they hit the brainstem point where my damage was, because, well, let's just say it stung a bit. I was ready to talk. I was ready to tell my secrets. I don't want to scare people off of this. Here's a funny story. Early on, and I was doing this hours at a time, and they were trying to get the neurological situation better. And as they were trying to get everything balanced out, you walked in with this little girl of about 7, and you were telling the auriculotherapy technician, when you're finished with Michael, could you do this therapy on her? And after you left, I said, you're not going to do this on that poor little girl, are you? Because I was so sick, those points stung a little bit.
Right.
But as the technician pointed out, they said, actually, for that little girl, she's not sick. It won't hurt her. Well, the very last time I had auriculotherapy done, there was like no sensation at all. There was none of that. But so I don't want to scare people, because it was so important. And as Dr. Prather explained to me, you know, if you have a bad muscle, we can do therapy on it. We can do an adjustment on it. We can put a TENS unit on there to electrically stimulate it. Well, what happens when there's a problem in the brain? And I love the title you gave it to a previous radio show. Auriculotherapy is the keyboard to your brain. For me, that therapy, in addition to the Atlas orthogonal therapy, was so major to getting things balanced out and stopping that deterioration. And it just turned things around for me entirely.
And there's no ear piercings, I see.
No ear piercings. A couple of face tattoos. Well, we'll say that. It's radio. They don't know the difference. It adds to my tough guy image. So.
All right. When we come back, more on Michael's journey here at the Prather Practice.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Get to heaven, they go, well, what did you do to get into heaven? Hi, I'm Joan. I was a patient coordinator. I worked really hard and raised a family and worked and great, come on into heaven. Who's next? What did you do to get into heaven? Hi, I started the first HMO. Oh, you can come into heaven, but you can only stay for 3 days.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today with Michael, who began his journey at the Prather Practice a long time ago at our old office on the east
old
side.
Office. That's right.
We were in 2,000 square feet, and now we're in 8,000 square feet. And you talked about the different services that you received at the Prather Practice, the Atlas Orthogonal, and you did a great job of describing. Do you want a job? Do you need a job? I want a job here at the Prather Practice.
I have one. I produce
yes,
this radio
that's
show.
You do. I
so
know,
that means
we want
I,
you here.
I listen to every single word on this show. So I've lived it. So yeah, I mean, you know, you're a guy. You're coming in out of an induced coma. You're not expected to survive the trip here, and then these treatments you've never even heard of: Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment, which it turns out 80% of the people listening to this actually need it, and they don't realize it. It's not just for somebody with a brain tumor damage in that area. Yeah. The auriculotherapy, again, with my brain deterioration and the seizures, it stopped all that. Remember, medical community had given up on me after I said I don't want major portions of my brain cut out. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Prather stopped all that deterioration. Mm-hmm. I didn't need the induced coma anymore. He saved my life. It stopped all of that. And in fact, Dr. Prather discovered there was a misdiagnosis. I'll never forget the day he walked in and told me and my mom, for the first time, the lab test came back and showed no more evidence of any of the brain tumor.
Wow.
And I remember my mom and I looked at each other and thought, did we miss a meeting? I said, I thought it was gone. He goes, no, there were still vestiges of the tumor that was killing me. And so all of that and the pain levels were so great. Again, all that nerve damage, it hurt just to have a shirt up against your skin and the clothes on your back, and you're not allowed to walk into Walmart naked, by the way. They threaten to call them. Those greeters become less friendly. Let's just put it that way. Although that one, Edna, she stalked me for 6 months. Nice lady. Those treatments helped get my nervous system stabilized and balanced out. Mm-hmm. And it also turns out Dr. Prather's a licensed acupuncturist. Now, for the longest time, I told people he didn't use any needles.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even realize he did, because for me, again, they couldn't touch me.
Right.
It was so bad. He used an acupuncture powder.
Oh, yeah.
On different points, used laser, used other things to help relieve that pain. And again, the opioids and all that elsewhere did not work for me. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he said from the start, your energy levels are going to go up first. Then later on, you're going to feel the pain levels going down. He told me up front, that's what to expect. Mm-hmm. And boy, was he right. And again, it was something, there was a lot of damage that occurred long before I got here. So it was a long road. But I always felt better each time after I came here. There were times where you feel so bad and you think, oh, I can't make the trip. But you knew you're going to feel better afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And the level of nerve pain over the years, how that fell, and just what that did for my life is amazing.
Wow.
And acupuncture was a key part of it. Electrodermal screening was something I never heard of.
The EDS, yes.
And what I love about the EDS is, in terms of what's Prather Practice has this huge natural pharmacy, thousands of products there and available, and the lab test here. I got more thorough lab tests here at the Prather Practice than I have ever received anywhere. And I love this approach of this office. Dr. Prather doesn't just deal with the symptoms, but to truly get to the root cause of things.
Yeah.
And Dr. Prather did something called the DABCI. I would never want a doctor that did not have that. The diplomat in the American Board of Chiropractic Internists, where the average medical doctor does about 15 hours of study on blood work.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Prather did 600 postdoctoral.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't he do that program? Wasn't the story that you and he still had little kids at home?
Wait, I had three little ones, yeah.
And he would continue to go to do that program in education. Wasn't it like 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Once a month up to Minneapolis.
Training. That commitment. And that's what I love about Dr. Prather. And you both had to make that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't just him.
Right.
But he made that commitment to do that level of study, and he still doesn't stop.
Right.
For his patients and to get them the results. I've never had more thorough lab tests than here, and getting to the root cause and finding out where's the underlying imbalance. You see, you can always cut out a tumor, or you can clean out an artery.
Mm-hmm.
But all disease comes from, as Dr. Prather says, some imbalance in the body, a lack of homeostasis. And he introduced himself to me, say, I'm a doctor of homeostasis. At our practice, the body's the hero. You get those, the body balanced right, the body's immune system is an amazing thing and can heal itself. And boy, am I evidence of that.
And I think that's where the humility comes in. He realizes how fearfully and wonderfully we've been made.
Absolutely.
You know, when you talked about the baby, you know, at the same as the ear, you know, I mean,
amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing what God has done when we understand.
And I just have loved the commitment of Dr. Prather, especially early on. He would get that real determined look on his face as he's going over the lab work or going over different treatments. And you can see the gears turning as he's trying. It really is solving the puzzle, what he does. It's getting down to, okay, what is causing the symptoms? What's causing the health problem? Where are the imbalances? The lab work. What I also learned here, there are a lot of doctors that would look at that lab work and say, oh, yeah, that's not in a disease range. It's fine. The Prather practice has a stricter standard of what homeostasis is, where it should be. And I liked an illustration he used before. Kind of the disease care model is, you know, your car blows up on the side of the road. You need to get it fixed. The model at the Prather practice through the structure function care is more like what they do with Indy cars. You're looking for optimal performance and going over all that. I always thought, in coming here, I thought, oh, he deals with more natural things. So I kind of thought, well, it's a good idea if I order something online or because he'll like that. Well, I found out, no, because you're just guessing.
Yes.
And as Dr. Prather said many times, if you don't test, you don't know.
Right.
And if you don't know, you're just guessing. And then he added with a smile, I don't guess. And he doesn't. And I also love, you hand people a copy of their lab work. Some doctors and hospitals, they treat it like it's a secret from you. But goes over it with
it's,
you.
It's your blood chemistry.
You, and the lab work's so extensive. And that was key for me because, again, it's getting to the root cause of things and solving that puzzle. And so in addition, so everything, you talk about evidence-based medicine. Now, I came in with a little bit of a bias. I thought this is, oh, isn't this kind of an alternative health care from the medical model? I just didn't know any better. And so I thought, well, the alternative model is less scientific. What is done here at the Prather practice is the most scientific, evidence-based health care I've ever received. Everything is tested by labs and rechecked. There's no guesswork. We're going to try something. You know, this is a place where your money isn't going to be wasted and your time isn't going to be wasted. And that's a fear when you don't, you're running out of time.
Right.
And everybody's resources are limited. And this is a place that won't waste either one. And everything is going to be based on that you can run it, you can see the progress.
Right.
And the electrodermal screening is a perfect example. Combine that with the blood test. This place can not only find out what supplements, homeopathics, herbals that I need in my body, but it can tell me which products test best on me or with each other. It's Dr. Prather calls it the lie detector test of the body. I absolutely love this test because it's even amazing. There are times, you know, maybe one appointment I'll find out I need this form of vitamin C. By the next appointment, I could find out, well, you still need vitamin C, but this other vitamin C product will actually work better for you.
Right.
And so now I'm totally anti if somebody just goes and buys a supplement from the store. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. You don't want to do that. Because at the Prather practice, it cuts out that guesswork.
Correct.
And none of us eat the way we should. I try to eat well and eat cleanly. But this, with the electrodermal screening and the Prather practice natural pharmacy, I'm getting the nutrition and the underlying building blocks that my body needs. And it cuts out the guesswork. It's based on labs. It's based on evidence. And I've seen huge results from that in my own health.
When we come back, Michael, you're going to tell us a story, pretty recent story. You were scheduled eye surgery.
Yes.
And we're able to
cancel
that. And we're going to come back and talk about that.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what makes your approach and emphasis on the thyroid unique?
We look at it structure functionally, where homeostasis is what is important. Mm-hmm. And homeostasis is a balance, and there's a balance in the thyroid that should be achieved, which you can determine. And the people who have a normally balanced thyroid homeostasis is probably less than 1%.
Wow.
Of the population. There are two systems that control the rest of the body, the nervous system and then also the endocrine system. And as I tell the patients, those are the two things that we need to get fixed first. Mm. You have to have a proper functioning nervous system and a proper functioning endocrine system to be healthy. And the thyroid is sort of the workhorse of the endocrine system. And many of the problems that we see in patients, once we get the thyroid balanced out, a lot of the issues start to clear up. The people who come in here, often 80% of them have had their, because they felt that their thyroid was a problem.
Had them checked,
and they were told that they were normal when.
Why is that?
They're not doing the proper blood tests. They're not reading them correctly. Doctors aren't being specific enough on what the thyroid number should be. The American Thyroid Association has said that the numbers need to be much, much tighter than what they are. There's a different type of a evaluation. There's reference range, and then there's homeostasis. What is a perfect homeostasis? The labs aren't there to tell you what the blood work should be. Mm-hmm. They're just saying, of the people who come in here, 50% of them have this number. Reference range has nothing to do with where you know, mm-hmm. you should be.
Right.
That's
I know
not
you
what
look way beyond them and right. tell people, you know, and they come in, well, my doctor said, you know, this right. was normal. And
yeah. I say, no, that's mm-hmm. that's not normal. I even find endocrinologists mm-hmm. Not reading lab tests properly mm-hmm. to really understand where that should be, because when we get people into homeostasis range, mm-hmm. their symptoms go away. That's where they go, oh, wow, I feel really great. All the different things that I was complaining about are all of a sudden now working properly, and that's because they are in the range that I tell them that they should be in.
Right.
Because those are the proper ranges that need to be there.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we have Michael here telling us his journey here at the Prather Practice. And I've known you for a long time, since you've come in.
We started a radio show together.
Right. But I'm learning still a lot about your story. I love this. This has been good.
I got to tell you, you and Dr. Prather, I just cannot begin to express how much I love you guys, and this whole place, this staff has just loved me, and just shown such grace to me and been there every step of the way. And
well, the staff loves you. When they see you on the schedule, you know, they're excited because you make them laugh. And
you know, my very first experience when I was brought in on a gurney, and I was in so much pain and fighting off seizures, and I was they kind of put me back in a room and Yeah. Just to sit there for a few minutes. And my eyes were closed, and I'm kind of talking to the Lord going, is this even going to work? You know, am I just a goner? Well, all of a sudden, I feel this hand take hold of mine, and I open my eyes, and I see this sweet face looking back at me. And this lady says, I'm Grandma. I'm Grandma Pat, and I'm here to make sure that they take care of you.
Aww.
And it was said with such love, but it also had a tone that you knew she meant business, she would. And I love that.
She's still here.
I love that lady. And
she said she's going to work till the day she dies.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine this place without her.
No.
And the very first time, because I was brought in a wheelchair, and then I moved to a specialized pair of crutches that I use now, where I'm able to stand up. And it took me 7 months of practice falling back on my bed, for 7 months before I was able to do that. So it was a very big deal to me to be able to walk into this place on crutches for the very first time.
I remember.
And when I did that day, of all people that just happened to walk by, it was Grandma Pat, and she stood and opened up the door for me, and I'll never forget the smile on her face. It was just beaming, and she was afraid to say anything so I wouldn't fall. But it was almost like a parent watching a child learn to walk again. And I got a standing ovation when I walked in. I got a few given speeches over the years before I got sick, but this one meant something. And this staff has just been amazing. And, you know, I can't help but think, and not a great day goes by that I don't. If only I'd gotten here a year earlier, where would I be? What would I have been able to do? And so when there are people out there wondering, do we go to this place? I'm saying yes, absolutely. Don't wait. I get excited. I see little kids come in your office, and I think, oh, what lucky kids, that they can start out with this kind of structure function healthcare that gets things in balance and prevents future problems. There's a preventative nature to that too. When you see older people come in and doing things that fight off the aging process and keep them healthy, and you think, oh yeah, they need to be here too. And everybody needs to be here. This type of health care, in fact, it almost scares me when I think of Dr. Prather's knowledge. And we need more doctors that have his knowledge. We need more people with that level of training in our healthcare system. You know, as a former radio talk show host, I did a lot of stuff on healthcare reform and things like that. Boy, do I see from a policy standpoint, this can absolutely turn things around for our healthcare system. Better results and actually a better cost. But so anybody out there listening can benefit from that structure function care. And I just want to encourage people, do not wait.
I know as you're talking, I know a little boy, he's 3 years old, that's having seizures, and it's coming from the brain stem, and I plant little seeds, and I don't want them to get to a point like, I mean, you had.
That's right.
We hear that again. You're my last option, my last hope, and because there's so many people.
Don't
we could
wait
help.
Till the last option.
Right.
And we've seen. I mean, I've met people in this waiting room, absolute miracles, like myself, who all the other options were exhausted. But I want to shout from the rooftops. Don't wait.
Right.
Don't wait. Use this as your first option. I could never, after having this type of health care in here, I could never imagine not having the Prather practice and this type of structure function health care is your primary provider.
Right.
It has just made such a difference. One day, not too long ago, I started losing my vision. It scared me because when I was a little kid, I had drops of sulfa put in my left eye. So I've had a blurry left eye ever since. I had an allergic reaction to it. So I pretty much just use my right eye, I guess, over all these years. My right eye, the vision just stopped going. It just started clouding over. And so I called a local eye center. I went there. They ran these tests, and they said, oh, you have a ocular occlusion and a vitreous eruption on that. And what they determined was, as they did the scan, have you ever seen the Star Wars film where they have the Death Star and it looks like the back of it is just blown out?
Yeah.
That's how my eyeball looked on the test. And it was this huge dark spot on the back, and they said, now that didn't just happen. And what they determined was that when I had the brain tumor, the pressure built up and actually had damaged the back of that eye. Well, I had had vision problems before, and I had gone to an eye doctor who looked in there and goes, huh, I've never seen that before, which is really reassuring to hear from a doctor. You know, even if you haven't, just lie to me. Don't say it like that. And he said, all I could describe it as is a form of macular degeneration, but you're too young for that. It's just damage from the brain tumor, that whatever damage you had in the brain, it mirrored on the eye. Well, the later test showed out, oh, after I was having the later problem and the vision was just gone. And they said that there is all this damage that happened, but my eye was trying to build collateral circulation.
Ah.
And I remembered that term because I heard it on this radio show.
Uh-huh.
When you talk about external counterpulsation therapy for your heart patients and how that therapy rebuilds collateral circulation of the heart. Well, that was going on with my eye. Because of the care I received here, that structure function care, healing the body, getting the body's the hero, my body was trying to build more blood vessels to my eye. New blood vessels like that are very tender and not strong, so it burst. And when it burst, it caused this vitreous gel to just go all over my eyeball. Well, they told me they needed to make an incision in my eye and do something called a vitrectomy and cryotherapy. And I thought, oh, you had me at, you'll make an incision in my eyeball. Yeah, I'm sold. And because of me being me, I wanted to do more research. Well, they said, we're going to schedule for you this surgery in 3 weeks. And when they were checking me out, and I said, well, I'm not sure I'm going to do it yet, I couldn't see anything but a blur, but I could tell the lady that was standing there looked at me like I just urinated in the middle of her waiting room by even suggesting I wasn't going through with the surgery. And then again, I may have urinated in the waiting room. I couldn't see. I thought there were a lot of people in that men's room. And I did hear somebody mention something about the fish in the fish tank were all dead. But so they said, well, you can't do this any other way. You have to have this eye surgery to get this cleaned off of your eye. Uh-huh. And to stop this from happening, we'll schedule you for 3 weeks. Well, I had emailed you. Mm-hmm. And you said, just get here. As soon as you can, we'll make room.
Mm-hmm.
I got here, and Dr. Prather said, let's try acupuncture. And he put some of these tiny little acupuncture filaments, which is a better term than needles, because they truly don't hurt.
Yeah.
Put a few in my face, and I tell you, it is actually the most relaxing thing. It sounds weird, but having a bunch of acupuncture needles in your face, most relaxing thing. He said, we're going to try. See what results we get. We did 4 treatments, 2 1 week and 2 the next. It cleared up my vision.
Wow.
And so then I was able to call the eye center back and say, I don't need the surgery now. And then Dr. Prather said, we'll do one more just to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to completely avoid the eye surgery with 5 acupuncture appointments, and to think about this type of health care and what that does and why this should always be a first option for everybody. And so this place has just continued to bless me a million different ways and in my health care. And I've felt empowered ever since I've been a patient. And in a real way, it was because Dr. Prather answered my question so well. I told him one day, you should have your own radio show. And he said, I've always wanted one, but I never knew how. And I told him, oh, I know how.
Yeah.
And that's how we started the Voice of Health. And then it turns out he was married to an absolute radio star who was so good from day one.
Well, and I didn't do it initially, remember?
You did not. We had to, if people only knew, we had to talk you into it. But, oh my gosh, what a radio pro. And I've been so proud of you with this show. And whenever I hear a patient comes in as a result of this radio show, I get emotional because I think, if I hadn't gotten sick, I wouldn't have come here, and there wouldn't have been a radio show.
Yeah.
And so for the people that come in because of this radio show, something good happened from that. And I thank God for that.
Oh.
And I thank God for all of you.
Oh. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for sharing your journey with us. It's very inspirational, and I know it'll be inspirational for someone listening out there, even if it's just one person.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.